Hey, Jess.
What's up, man?
You want to do a Christmas special?
Sure. Do you want to invite Matthew?
I'd love to invite Matthew.
See you there. Hi, I'm Rob McCallum, director of NES Club Nintendo Quest and host of GamerCast, and you're listening to Two Dudes and an S.
Hey guys, I came all the way from the North Pole. Santa said he listens to you guys and he wanted to send me in case any of the elves were
Yeah,
listening.
right, right.
Right on, right on.
Awesome.
So, what we're going to do on this show, this is a radio show tonight. It's like a radio broadcast.
Right.
We got calls. Our phones are ringing off the hook. Look at them ring.
I know.
And, we got some songs, we got some jingles. Yeah.
Now, a couple of those phones are non-functional. They can't be.
Debatable.
You mean this one right here is not functioning?
You can talk to a lot of people on that one.
Yeah, for those that can't see, since this is a podcast, this is a LG flip phone from early 2000s.
But not only is it an LG flip phone, it's the flip phone that has flopped. It's not flipping, it's just flopping now.
It's not exactly crisp anymore.
And
We
we got the business BlackBerry for all the emails.
Yeah, for the emails.
Awesome. BlackBerry.
BlackBerry,
Yeah.
yeah.
Sweet.
So, I say let's kick it off with some Christmas memories, and let's start with Matthew.
Okay.
Right.
I don't
Oh,
think
I
I have
can't wait.
any. I don't have any new Christmas memories for those of you who were back on the Thought Pod train, but this Christmas memory is one that's ingrained in my brain and heart forever. I woke up for Christmas all excited. Got a bunch of presents under the tree. Now, our family, we always never had Christmas presents under the tree until like Christmas Eve. Mom and Dad wrapped them up all like Christmas Eve night. We weren't allowed in the room with the. But so you wake up and I'm seeing like all these Christmas presents. And I open the one for my mom. It's awesome. My dad, it's awesome. And then I can't wait because my brother, he's my older brother. He's going to give me something awesome.
That's me.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, Michael always, I want to be like him because I'm little. So I get this big box and I'm like, oh, what is this? What did he get me? And so like I unwrap it. I can't wait to open it. I crack it open. It's like an old shoebox. So like I'm cracking it open, and it's full of coal. And so I just start bawling, and I'm crying and crying. And now he's not that mean. There was like a watch, right? There's like a watch inside,
It's probably a pretty sweet watch too.
or something. But I didn't care anymore because I didn't see the watch. All I
Right.
knew was that he thought I was a bad kid, so he got me coal.
Yes, so
Oh,
I would
Matthew's
also call the
Christmas
brother.
stories always just pick me up. Yeah.
His Christmas stories are
They're
always
so
just
awesome.
inspiring,
I know, it's like
kind of like this next call that we're getting all in right now.
Line one. What they're going to say if...
I'm just assuming that it's going to be super inspiring. Here we go. First call.
Hey, two dudes. Atari Man here. As far as Nintendo Christmas memories, I just remember...
Let me start that one over. I screwed you up.
Yeah, hey, can you... Caller, can you strike that over?
Can you start over, caller?
Yeah, you're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start over. A little bit louder this time, caller. Thank you.
Hey, two dudes. Atari Man here. As far as Nintendo Christmas memories, I just remember, for me... we weren't the first family on our block to, you know, have an NES system. I grew up with, obviously, an Atari 2600. But I definitely remember, I think it was either 88 or 89 when we got one. I just remember just opening the box with my brother and, like, you know, as good of a relationship as we have now, just fighting as kids to, like, decide which one of us was going to, like, hook it up and who was going to play the first game. And I think if I remember correctly, the games that we had for it, aside from the Mario Duck Hunt cartridge that came with it, I definitely remember The Adventures of Link, the sequel. I definitely remember that, which is still one of my favorite games to play, despite so many people hating on it. as far as any other Christmas memories, I bought some of those lights that have, like, the bubbling liquid in it, and I just read that if you leave those on for, like, more than a couple hours, they could totally, like, burst and explode and, like, light your tree on fire, which wouldn't be very good.
Sweet.
Unless you're Rob Luther and have the power of your shiny teeth to just put out flames. Whatever. I have to throw a Rob Luther joke in there. I have to. It's part of my routine. I may throw a Nick Stevens joke in there next time. But anyway, I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and keep up the good work, and keep taking it to those Genesis Gems hosers, because they deserve it. They do. They really do. All right, guys. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Atari Man, for that delicious call.
It was great.
I never had an Atari 2600.
I didn't either. You know, you'd think Rob Luther would be pretty good at putting out fires, too, with all that flannel he wears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's a forest fire, you know, forest man.
Yeah. So. I can see that. You know,
doesn't Smokey the Bear wear a flannel shirt?
I'm sure he does.
All right.
Flannel is flame retardant, I believe.
I thought he just went shirtless.
Who, Smokey?
Yeah.
Smokey or Rob Luther?
Yeah, Smokey or Rob.
Yeah, Rob Luther.
Rob may go shirtless a lot, too. I don't know. Got to confirm that with Rob.
You can call him later and let us know.
Call him and say, hey, Rob, do you go shirtless a lot? It's important for the podcast. Just want to know. Okay, anyway.
That reminds me of a song.
Yeah, it does.
A little song I like to call Christmas Without Mario, M-A-R-I-O.
They led Santa through the snow to deliver all the presents to the good girls and boys who want nothing more than a Nintendo. Oh, you can't spell Christmas without M-A-R-I-O. Mushrooms, turtles, bullets, and a little tiny toad. Making pancakes for all the tykes,
so that they could ride on their Excite bikes. Meanwhile, mean old Bowser was trying on his trousers that he got for Christmas from his Aunt Marie Clousers. And you can't spell Christmas without M-A-R-I-O. Mushrooms, turtles, bullets, and a little tiny toe.
Break it down.
Yo, Kelso coming in to rap us till the end. Mario, Luigi, Santa Claus, you better go tell your friends. Santa's mama baking cookies made with love and hugs, bringing us sugary goodness to hang with the thugs. Solo time. Turtles, bullets, and a little tiny toad.
Well, that was a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Snap.
Yeah, great song.
Written by us three, of course.
Great song.
Yeah. So, Justin, you got a memory you'd like to share with us?
I've got a good NES memory. It's my memory is when I actually got the NES for Christmas. I got it for, you know, I want to think, like, I was super young. Like, the NES had not been out long. I'm going to say that I was, like, 4 years old. Like, this was before school age. Which begs me to wonder if my parents really bought me that game system for me.
Or for themselves.
Because that'd be me saying, because, you know, like Leah, she's three, it'd be like me, I'm gonna buy her an Xbox One. She wants one. you know.
I think she wants Grand Theft Auto also.
Yeah. I mean, she just needs it, you know. So, yeah. So, but it was, I remember, I guess I was so young that it, like, it was really even like a struggle for me to understand how it worked, you know, like just figuring out how to get Mario to move. And I don't know if I got any other games that first Christmas other than just the pack-in Mario Duck Hunt with the zapper.
That's all you needed.
That's enough. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my first NES Christmas memory.
Nice. You want to take another call?
Let's take another call.
We got one coming in on line two here.
Okay, let's do it.
What's going on, two dudes? This is Philip Vaughn, and my Nintendo Christmas memory is from a really poor family. Growing up, we could afford one gift each, so my parents gave me Mega Man 3.
Nice.
I had no idea what it was about. It's the first time I ever played it. I fell in love with the game. It became a great Christmas memory, one of my favorite games of all time. Thanks.
Very nice. Yeah.
Mega Man.
Well, that was a heartwarming and very interesting story.
Yeah, I wonder if his parents actually did research to find out, since they knew they could only get him one game, if they did research to make sure that it was an awesome game, because Mega Man 3 is definitely an awesome game.
It sounds like they did.
Well, those are some good parents.
Yeah.
Let's take another call.
Ain't no parents like good parents.
Shall we take another call?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Calling in with my favorite Christmas memory. I think it was about 1992. Got the last Christmas present after we'd opened everything. I was sorely disappointed looking for that box underneath the tree, and which one of these could it be, and none of them were it. And then, of course, the last secret gift, Sega Genesis for me and my brother. damn near made me cry. Still love it to this day. Played endless hours of Madden and Sonic Spinball because that's what we got for it that year. My favorite Christmas memory, guys. Love the show and keep up the good work.
I love that memory.
Same yeah. did he call into the right show?
He called in with a Sega Genesis memory, and I think he dropped a little D-bomb there on us.
a little family-friendly curse word.
Good call, though. Good call.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, that was a good call. How about we hear a memory of yours, Michael?
I'd love to tell you a memory of mine. Mine's not totally Christmas, but it is. It wasn't a present that I got or anything, but it has to do with Christmas break. And I always remember on Christmas break was when I would beat my games.
Yeah.
Not like take them and yes. bang them up against the wall or anything.
I'm so sick of this game.
But it was when I would have the time to sit down and just really try and beat the games. I can remember, I think it was like Christmas break of 1990 was when I beat Legend of Zelda, somewhere in there. And then like 91, 92, somewhere in there is when I beat Mario 3. I probably beat Mario 1, like in 89, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But every Christmas break, I would take at least one game and make sure that I beat it during that break.
Yeah.
And that's one of the NES Christmas memories I have, is just all those Christmas breaks sitting down and just dedicating my Christmas break to beating that game.
All those hours of gameplay.
Hey, I remember. It's like repeated hours of gameplay because you can't. They're so hard, and you don't get to continue. You know what I mean? You gotta get good at the game. That's what you look at all that time.
This is not an NES related story, but it was Christmas time, and it was starting to snow. And what people, especially our friends from up north, our listeners from up north, D-padders, sorry, don't understand is when it snows in Tennessee, everything just shuts down. Everything's just got to shut down. Well, I had ordered a game from like JCPenney's or something. Star Wars, I think, what was the one that was really good on N64? Was it Empire Strikes Back?
I don't remember.
Really good.
I didn't play a lot of Star Wars games.
I was really nervous because it was snowing. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get it. And then it came, and it was perfect because it was snowing, and I was just going to be inside for a long amount of time, and I was like, game on.
Nice.
So.
Cool.
Not to throw in an extra memory there. But.
That's fine. You can throw in an extra memory. How about an extra call?
Let's do an extra call.
Merry Christmas to you, dudes. It's Rob McCallum from NES Club Nintendo Quest. Just dropping a line with some holiday memories for you. Ironically, today was the day that The Wizard came out in 1989, December 15th, and I got to see it opening weekend with my mom in town. Unfortunately, save one or two visits after that, I wouldn't see my mom for 24 years. Thankfully, though, I found her recently, and I look forward to more video game Christmas memories. And I just hope that you guys have a great holiday as well. So from Jay and myself, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and game on in 2015.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you,
Rob. Very good story. Very good story from Rob. I've been keeping up with his little journey to find his mother.
And yeah, it's been pretty cool. And I guess he's documented it in a documentary or something, right?
Right, right.
So that'll be cool to see. So.
Right.
I'm really digging these heartfelt calls. I like these.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, kind of makes me. Let's. You want to do another call?
Yeah, let's do one more. I think this is going to be super heartfelt as well.
Oh boy.
This is Tim Van Altriv from the Comic Nerds Unite comic book podcast, and I'm here to share my best NES related Christmas memory, and that was in 2014. When I was a young age of 32 years old, and I was made an honorary dude of the Two Dudes in the Mess podcast. Happy holidays.
Best Christmas memory yet?
I don't know if I can take all this heartwarming calls. We might have to do another song.
Yeah, you think we should probably do another song?
Give my heart a break.
Yeah, let's recoup here.
Okay, this next song is a little ditty that Justin put together. It's about it's kind of a different take on 'Twas the Night. So here you go. Playing now.
In much anticipation, dreams of no sugar plums, only pinned up frustration, cause Bowser made us look dumb. 'Twas the night before Christmas and Santa was coming, but all I could think about was Mike Tyson.
What about Santa bring me a new controller? 'Cause I broke mine bending it over my knee. Anything but a Sega controller.
Perhaps DuckTales will be. Just think of my face sitting beautifully under the tree. Twas the night before Christmas, Santa was coming, but all I could think about was Mike Tyson. What about Santa bring me a new controller? 'Cause I brought mine bending it over my knee. Anything but a Sega controller.
Santa's coming, insane in my brain. He's coming via train. I don't know if it's a plane. He's coming reindeer down the hall. Is he gonna go through a chimney or through my hall? He's bringing me a new controller 'cause I broke mine. I broke mine 'cause I didn't mind what my parents said. Don't bend it over your knee. Here comes Christmas under the tree.
Santa, bring me a new. 'Cause I broke mine bending it over my knee. Anything but a Sega controller.
Was the night jingle bell time,
something like that.
Yeah, what a swell time.
Not quite. Okay, that was a good one. Thanks,
Justin. Very good. Yeah,
even though I think Matthew and I did all the guitar work.
Yeah, you
and maybe some of the guys, same.
You guys did a great rendition of a song that I wrote. All right. What about another call? You want to do another call?
Yeah, with our hearts ready.
Now that our hearts are ready, yeah. We can take another call.
Hey, guys. I don't know if I still have time to give a Nintendo Christmas story. This is the Hanukkah Outcast. Back in 85-86, when the Nintendo Entertainment System had first come out, I wasn't able to get it right away. I still have my Atari. And my parents did not want to get it. They were just afraid it would be another video game system like Atari or Coleco, where, I get the system and the games, and they just sit there. Well, a year after the system came out, because I would go over to a friend's house and constantly play it, and they would come over to try to pick me up, and they would see Super Mario when they saw it in Toys R Us, and I saw it in The Wiz. Remember those stores? Long story longer, more pointless. Christmas, year after Nintendo had come out, my parents told me to go underneath their bed for some reason, the bedroom, because they had a present they had to give to neighbors down the block, and they wanted me to go and, grab it, because we were going to go over there Christmas morning and, have breakfast with them. So I go upstairs, I go underneath the bed, I'm trying to get this gigantic present that's underneath their bed, and I accidentally rip the wrapping paper, and I see that it says Nintendo Entertainment System, and I screamed so loud it shook the house.
much as I like the Nintendo, I love the Super Nintendo a little bit better because, you know, the glitches and so on and so forth. But it is probably one of my fondest Christmas Nintendo memories ever. So keep up the great work, guys, and Tonic Outcast says, you know, Merry Christmas to all and to all. Just hoping that Nintendo game doesn't have any glitches in it.
Nice.
Accidentally ripped the wrapping paper.
Right. Yeah. I totally believe that.
Last story, Tonic Outcast.
Mr. Outcast accidentally rips the paper on the awesomest gift ever.
Accidentally ripping something kind of reminds me of a memory.
Oh, yeah?
I have, yeah.
Why don't you share that with us?
Well, I don't know. This was a later memory, I guess. I was probably like a senior in high school. Now, I know what you're thinking. Kind of old to be asking for something like this, but I asked for a boomerang, but I didn't want like a boomerang you get from the store. Like, I wanted a real boomerang, something that I can actually maybe throw and it comes back.
So, Australia.
Yeah. Well, I told my mom, I was like, hey, there's this company in Australia, they sell boomerangs. Like, this is kind of really all I want, because I just want, I don't know, I've always wanted to throw a boomerang and come back and I catch it. So, Christmas morning, we get up, you know, Michael's there, we're opening presents, and I open it up, and it's one of the boomerangs, and I'm like, I need to go throw this right now. I want to see, like, this awesome boomerang in action. So, me and Michael, we put some warm clothes on, because I think it was actually snowing that day, right?
Mm, yeah, it was.
And so we put some warm clothes on, and we go outside, and I read the instructions, like how to throw this boomerang, you know, like how to make it come back. So I get ready, and I throw it, like, perfectly. Well, it goes, and then, like, midair.
We assume.
Okay, we assume it's perfectly. But I throw it, and then in midair, it just breaks. And I was like, oh, man.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we get it, and it's just broken into two. There's no fixing it.
Right.
And
you blew it.
Yeah, that's just another one of my Christmas memories, you know.
Your Christmas memories.
I did get what I wanted, though.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Still to this day, I've not thrown a boomerang and caught it.
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I haven't either.
Nah, I can't. I didn't even get a chance to throw it because Matthew broke it. So,
yeah,
I didn't get a chance to try.
Well, if we have any Aussie listeners, they can tell us how to throw a boomerang.
I bet we do.
Yeah, somebody needs to write us or call us and tell us how to throw a boomerang.
Put the other one on.
Yeah.
She knows how to throw a boomerang.
I think she knows how. Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have a fourth host tonight. It's a Jess's daughter, Leah.
Right. She's in and out here.
We're going to totally embarrass her when she gets to be a teenager with this show.
Right. No, I was never on the show. Yeah. So, call. You want to do another call?
Sure. We can do as many calls as you want. People just keep ringing us in the line here.
I know.
Leave us alone.
Going off the hook.
And I love it.
This is Scooter in the kitchen. And I'm just calling because I need to get my tub caught. Hope this is the right number. So what I'm going to need you to do is caulk my tub. That simple. It's leaking. And I'll get it done fast. And, this is Aaron from Retro Obscura. I'm just calling to leave a Christmas memory because that's what you wanted us to do. So here's my Christmas memory. I remember, it must have been about 4 or 5, waking up, and I know, you know, we already had a Nintendo by that point. We had an NES. I think some of the first games I remember playing for that system were, even before Super Mario Brothers, were tennis and Popeye for some reason. But one Christmas, I remember waking up, and maybe this was a year later, but I remember specifically us getting Mega Man 3, I think Ninja Gaiden 2, and maybe Conquest of the Crystal Palace. Somebody get New Year's mixed up, but it doesn't matter. These are all awesome games. So, you know, I'll be honest, NES is probably my favorite system. It's what I grew up with. You know, I'm obviously, I talk about it quite a bit on my own podcast with Paul. He's not as big of a fan, but that's okay. But yeah, hope you guys have a good Christmas. Stay safe and happy holidays.
Thanks. Thanks, Aaron.
And
Hickman. If you ever really, if you really need somebody to cock your tab, I'll come cock your tab. It's cool. I know a thing or two about delicious cock.
Yeah. You love that cock, don't you?
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron, I like his story, especially when the best part of his story was when he said that NES is his favorite system.
Yeah. That's definitely the best part.
So.
NES being the best system.
Another song?
Yeah, another song.
Another song? Sweet.
This is a song, it's a little more of a somber number. Not really somber, but it's a love song, really. It's a Christmas love song. We like to call this one Link and Zelda's Loving Christmas Love.
Christmas Eve in Hyrule, and Zelda is waiting for Link to return with presents for the fairies. And there's no star on top of the tree. There is a void inside of me. I need something more than this. Mistletoe is hung above the castle window. Epona sits outside, shivering in the cold. And there's no star on top of the tree. There is a void inside of me. I need something more than.
Such a good song, Matthew and Michael.
I cried a little.
Thank you, Matthew and Michael, for that beautiful song.
I think we cried a little when we were writing it.
Yeah.
Cried a lot.
And Matthew cried a lot. Yeah. I could hardly get him to do anything but just blubber while he's trying to sing.
Oh, man. That was a good song, though. Great song. But I'm going to need to... Let's take another call.
Yeah, speaking of blubber. You
need to hear another call.
Okay. Yeah. All right, callers.
Oh, all right, callers. maybe it's the studio end here.
I think it's on the studio.
Oh man, did you pay the phone bill?
Oh, that's the phone bill.
Yeah.
Pay that thing.
Right. All right.
Well, you just want to go ahead and share a memory, Justin?
Sure, I'll go ahead and just share a memory.
I think a lot of the listeners like this memory. So, I don't really remember how old I was, but I was young. The NES was still the system. And I was opening, you know, the fury of just opening up all your presents and there's wrapping paper everywhere. You really don't know, like, can't make heads or tails of anything.
Yeah.
You know? Well, let me just preface this with, my parents used to, like, set stuff out that was from Santa. It was just, like, set out but not wrapped. But then there was a bunch of gifts that were wrapped that were from Mom and Dad. So I guess I overlooked it when the stuff was setting out from Santa, and I just opened all my presents, and there was just wrapping paper everywhere. And it was like, okay, Christmas is done. Everything's done. Everything's over. Well, then we're picking up the wrapping paper, and I notice in a black sleeve an NES game. And not just any NES game, but what came to be probably one of my favorite NES games ever, and that is DuckTales.
Ooh.
Laying in the wrapping paper. Like a Easter egg, but a you're prize those, egg.
You're one of those kids who unwrap first, look later, right?
Yeah. So almost just completely missed that DuckTales there. Looking through all my Christmas stuff. And like I said, not only is it an awesome game, but probably one of my favorites of all time.
Nice.
So
I think we can take a call.
Yeah, we can try to take a call. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Kyle from New Disposable Stream. My earliest Christmas memory was when I got my NES. I was 3 years old, and my grandma got it for me. It was the best thing ever at the time. I like barely even remember it. It was that long ago, and I still have that NES to this day. I got a number of consoles in Christmases after that, but that was the first one, and that's what got me hooked, and that's what got me started. I hope you guys, all the listeners, and the hosts of Two Dudes have a Merry Christmas, or whatever holiday you like.
That's some nice music you had going on in the background.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, that was awesome.
I also like that he said, I enjoy whatever holiday I like. Or you know, Kyle, I pick Easter, or my birthday.
So, yeah, that was a good call. All
right. You want to take another one?
Yeah, let's take another call.
I got another one lined up.
Sweet. What's up, Two Dudes? This is Ferg from the Atari 2600 Game by Game Podcast, and I didn't really have much of a Christmas memory about the NES because it was not a present for me. It was a present for my sister. She was, let's see, I was 18 when we got the NES. She was probably 12. So it was her gift, and she also got a TV for her room at the same time, so I distinctly remember, this was 1987, by the way, I distinctly remember we had a TV room and where we spent most of our time, and then also a living room where if we had like guests over and stuff, we would sit in there. There wasn't a TV in there, but we had the Christmas tree in there, and the dining room was right next to it, so we used to hang out there and we had parties and stuff. We got the NES, or my sister got it, in the Christmas of 87, and I distinctly remember having the TV and the NES right on the floor in the living room and us playing Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. I don't think she got any more games than that. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I do remember the last system I had played was the Atari 2600, and that was almost close to 5 years before that, and I hadn't played any other systems since then, just arcade games. And I remember being... there was just so many buttons on the NES controller. It was very strange, but eventually I got used to it because, you know, the Atari 2600 joystick is made for right-handed people, and you would control with your right hand and use the button with your left. And with the NES pad, it was the direct opposite of that, and I did have a hard time acclimating to that. But eventually I got used to it, and after the initial... You know, trying to play through Super Mario Brothers, and my sister pretty much wiped the floor with me and Nintendo games. I was better at Atari. She was much better at Nintendo. There was actually a video store, or I don't know if it was there at this time, but it definitely came a little bit later, if not. And we could walk there. It was maybe like half a block from our house. And she would just go there every weekend, get Nintendo games and play through them and beat them and return them and just keep going like that. So she's beaten way more Nintendo games than I have. I think maybe I have beaten two. I know that's bad, but I was in college then, or at the tail end of high school and starting college, and I remember when we finally found Zelda, it was a hard thing to find at that point in 1988 when we got it. And just remember, you know, staying up really late and my dad coming down to go to work, and both my sister and I were up playing Zelda, and my dad would get mad and yell at us to go to bed, and he got up at 1 o'clock in the morning, so that was pretty late for her. She was 13 at that time, and she was still in middle school, so it was pretty late for her to stay up. But, yeah, we had a good time with the Nintendo, and I do have fond memories of playing it on the floor next to the Christmas tree when we first got it. Thanks, guys, for the podcast. I really enjoyed listening every week, and hope to talk with you guys soon. Take care. Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Berg.
Next time, have your sister go in.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, she seems better at NES. Yeah.
No offense. No, seriously.
No. Yeah. We like hearing from Ferg. And I feel kind of bad because he asked a few days ago, I saw where he was asking for the same type of thing, Christmas memory type stuff. And it was just too late for me to try to slap something down and send it to him. So, yeah. You know, we should have been sending him something too, but
yeah, we should have. Our bad.
Just take this little clip of us talking about your phone call, Ferg, and we'll do that on your show. Go ahead. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, remember that awesome Christmas when Ferg called into the Two Dudes show?
Best Christmas ever.
Right, exactly. All right. Do you want to try to take another call, or do you want to?
Yeah, we can try to take another call. Or you want to go to a commercial?
Matthew, what in the world are you doing?
I'm trying to calm down with breathing.
You're trying to use breathing to calm down.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're doing it wrong there.
No.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, I got just a thing for you. It's called the Square Breathing Meditation app for the Windows phone.
Whoa.
Have you tried it?
No, what is that?
Well, obviously you haven't tried it because you're breathing like an idiot.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's called the Square Breathing Meditation app in the Windows Phone Store. It's super sweet. It teaches you how to breathe so that you can calm down and relax your nerves.
You're right.
You feel better already, don't you?
Yeah, I just hear the app and I'm just feeling good, you know?
Yeah. All right, guys. So you should go check out the Square Breathing Meditation app on the Windows Phone Store.
Today.
What's up, dudes? This is Joe Koppel, and I'm calling to let you guys know that not only is the show awesome, but I have a great Christmas / Hanukkah memory for you guys. All right, so when I was young, like 86, we're talking like I was 5 years old, ended up getting Super Mario Brothers, just the game. I was excited, but I was also bummed because it was Hanukkah, and guess what? 8 days of gifts, and I got Super Mario Brothers, no system. Sure enough, that year, the last day of Hanukkah is Christmas. So, Christmas Day, we're opening up all the gifts. There's one gift sitting under the tree. It's a big, giant box. I knew what it was. Got excited, but bummed out because I couldn't touch it until after sundown. Sundown came, we lit the candles, said our prayers, had our latkes, and boom, opened up the entertainment system, and boy, did my life get changed forever. Love it. Still play my original Nintendo to this day. So keep up the good work, guys, and hope you guys enjoy all the memories we all send in. Have a good one.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Joe. That's cool. And your parents are kind of jerks.
Yeah.
To give you
to be honest.
Super Mario right. First.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
I know they were getting a kick out of it. I'm sure they were getting a kick out of it.
Yeah.
And then I also want to say, Joe, you kind of got a radio voice, more so than me. So
yeah,
maybe you should be podcasting.
Yeah, make a podcast now.
Do it now.
Yep.
Another call?
Yeah, let's take another call.
Hey, NES dudes. I'm a little late on making this call. This is Jake. Yeah. I called once a long time ago over at Tech Mobile, and I'm your newest hopeful honorary dude, and also the guy that kind of is a traitor and is a big, more of a big fan of the Genesis than of the NES. I know y'all probably saw all the Facebook posts. Anyway, Christmas memories. I actually have a really good one. It's actually about from when I got my NES. Real quick, I'll make a long story short. I was actually raised Jewish. My family celebrates Hanukkah. The year that I got my NES, actually, Hanukkah was a few short days before Christmas. I secretly knew I was getting it. I was probably about 10 years old, 2 years after the NES came out. There was a big box in our family room where our family was doing the celebration. Of course, you know, I go to open it. It's the NES. I freaked out, screamed, pretty much like a little schoolgirl when I got it. Me and my uncles pretty much avoided the rest of the family, ran upstairs to my room, hooked up the NES, and just played some Violent Duck Hunt for the rest of the night. It was probably one of the most amazing things that I've experienced as a kid. A few days after that, like I said, Christmas shortly thereafter, and, you know, my mom always set up a little Christmas tree for me and whatever, just, you know, it's tradition. I actually got, for Christmas, they had this all planned out. I got Metroid and Dragon Warrior. I actually started opening my presents before my mother even woke up. I opened up those two games, and again, just isolated myself from everybody because I opened those and I ran to the NES and I just put them in and I just played all day. So 10-year-old Christmas, probably one of the best ones ever. I want to say this was Christmas of 88. Had to be 88. I'm trying to remember. I can't do the math right. But it was just amazing. That was the year I got my NES, and just, that was the year I pretty much created a monster when it comes to gaming. Anyway, guys, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody else out there. Happy Hanukkah to anybody else. Hanukkah is just about over this year. Keep it up. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, monster
good story. I like that. Just gonna open them. Go to the game. Let's go.
I'm just gonna open these.
We don't need anybody. Yeah. Hey, snooze you lose, right?
That's right. And I like we got two Hanukkah calls. Well, I guess we should have named our show something a little different. We named
holiday show.
Yeah, we named it Nintendo Country Christmas. It maybe should have been like Nintendo Holiday Christmas.
Nintendo Hanukkah Christmas?
I said holiday Christmas. Nintendo Country Holidays, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But thanks for the calls. These are good. Yeah. These are good. I'm really surprised to see how many people were actually touched by the NES. Like they
yeah. Had right.
They really come in.
The NES touched a lot of people.
Well.
Yes. All right. Michael, let's hear a story from you.
Okay, let's see. I don't remember when I actually got the NES. I was trying to think because I wanted to think to see if I could remember getting it for Christmas, but I think I actually got it for my birthday. But I do remember, and I know I'm going to get my years wrong because I can't remember when Mario 3 came out. I want to say 90, maybe, 91.
Yeah, somewhere. I think I remember it was 90.
Yeah, and Matthew, he was ripe age of -3 back then.
Yeah.
We'll say 90, and then we'll let the listeners, deep adders, to correct me. But it was Super Mario 3. The Wizard had been, you know, showing everybody what was up with Super Mario 3. Everybody wanted it. I imagine it was probably hard to find. I mean, I was kind of young, so I don't really know the details. But I imagine it was probably kind of hard to find just because everybody wanted it. But I got it. I remember getting it on Christmas. And I spent, I think I beat it that Christmas. Just because it was so awesome that I didn't waste any time. And, you know, going back to school, like, the first week of January, I didn't have a whole lot of time. So I must have played just the crap out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
In order to beat it.
Yeah, and you were actually right this time on your year 1990.
When did it come out in 1990?
February of 1990.
February. Okay, so maybe it wasn't hard to find then. Because I didn't get it until Christmas.
Well, sometimes those things, though, they just get hard to find around Christmas, though.
That's true. No, that's true.
So, but it came out in Japan in 1988. That's interesting. 2 years prior. So, interesting that. Welcome to the Super Mario Brothers 3 podcast. doing some history here.
Oops.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, got any more calls?
I got more calls. Actually, this one's a pretty long one. I think it's a two-parter even.
Oh, no.
Blame it on this guy to try to pull a two-parter on us. But we'll sit through it because he's normally a pretty good storyteller.
Hey, guys. Rob here. First of all, just want to cut the beef as far as, you know, our feud and everything goes. Huge, huge fan of your show. I've been listening from the very beginning, and I will listen till the very end, my friend, or my friends, I should say. I just wanted to say, you know, as far as Christmas memories go, I can't believe I'm saying this. Nick would probably kill me for this. The NES was my first system. It was the very, very first system I ever got as a kid. And I'll never forget, I was probably about four years old. And you know, around that age, that was like one of the first memories I remember. I was sitting in my bed. It was Christmas Eve. And my parents had this thing. They wanted us to go to bed early, you know, so Santa Claus could come sooner. So I was sitting in my bed around 7 to 8 o'clock at night, and I am just, you know, just wondering what it could be. I didn't really remember if I'd asked for any presents that year. I had no idea. I'm wondering, hey, could it be a bike? You know, am I going to get a bike, or am I going to get a bunch of Ninja Turtle toys? Or am I going to get a bunch of He-Man toys, Ghostbuster toys? I had no idea what I was going to get, and I'm wondering about it, and it was the perfect kind of Christmas night because it was literally snowing outside, you know, and I even remember hearing things on the roof, like a tapping sound on the roof, and I thought it was a reindeer, and I went downstairs, and I was freaking out. I was telling my parents, hey, I think there's a reindeer on the roof, and they were like, oh, yeah, he probably is there, but you better get back up to bed, So I go back up to bed, and I finally, you know, after wondering what the heck I'm going to get tomorrow morning, or, you know, that Christmas morning, I finally drift off to sleep, and my sister wakes me up, and she goes, hey, Rob, it's Christmas, and you know, later on, I'd be the one waking her up, you know, because we'd be so excited. So anyways, I go downstairs, and I see the Christmas presents. Of course, you know, right next to the Christmas tree, there was a couch and a love seat, and the couch was all my presents, and the love seat was all my sister's presents. I look at the couch, and the first thing I see is what looks like Super Mario flying, and I was like, well, what is this? Is this a video game? Because I didn't really know what it was. I didn't even know who Super Mario was at that point, and then it starts processing in my head, wait a minute, if I'm getting a video game, I'm about to get a Nintendo. And I'd heard about Nintendos before, but I didn't know how they worked. I didn't know really what they were. And I get, so I tell my dad, I'm like, so am I getting a Nintendo? And he's like, I don't know. So I keep opening my presents, and sure enough, the bigger box is a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Awesome. Nice. Now, there's a second part to this. But we can talk in between, because I want Matthew to tell one more quick memory here.
Okay.
Well, partly because he's the one that always used to wake me up in the mornings.
Is this when Santa was in our backyard?
Yeah, backyard Santa.
Backyard Santa. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I remember being asleep, and I always went to sleep early, too. But they woke me up in the middle of the night. They're like, hey, Matthew, come here. I'm like, all right, he's like, Christmas? Like, why are you waking me up? And so I'm thinking, all right, yeah, we're going to go open presents. But no, we go to our window, and Santa Claus is running around in our backyard. And I'm like, that's Santa. And so because of that, I believed in Santa a lot longer than some of the kids.
Like, no, he's running in our backyard.
Yeah, like, I remember in kindergarten, they're like, hey, Santa's not real. And I was like, he was in my backyard, like, last year. You don't even know. We caught him. And I didn't think, like, They like made sounds like on a roof and stuff to like make me think he left, and I went right to sleep after that. But turns out it was just our neighbor. And I found out later, and I really just got teased for a longer period of time because our neighbor ran through the
backyard. It was actually neighbor kid's dad.
Yeah.
For those that
Okay.
It was neighbor kid's dad.
Sweet. So, just running through your backyard. Yeah. When was he supposed to be running through your backyard, or just like a Christmas party gone awry or something?
Yeah, it was either Santa Claus or a really strange burglar.
I don't know what was up. He was missing his pants too, but yeah.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah, on that one, let's finish up with Rob's call here.
So I open it up and I'm begging my dad. I'm like, Dad, please, you know, if there's any way you can set this up. And of course, my parents had a way of kind of slow burning some things. Like, oh yeah, we'll do that after we take some pictures and then we're gonna have breakfast. And maybe after that, we'll go ahead and we'll set up your Nintendo. So finally, around 1 o'clock on Christmas afternoon, my dad sets up the Nintendo in my room. And in order to do that, he had to put a TV in my room, in the corner of my room. And I thought that was a grown-up's thing. I'm about to get my own TV. And it was an old black and white CRT TV, probably from the early 80s. I mean, it had a turn dial, channel knob, and everything. Of course, it had the rabbit ears. But I was on cloud nine. I cannot believe it. So my dad sets up the Nintendo, and he gives me a choice. He's like, okay, you can either play Batman or you can play Super Mario Brothers. And I looked at the covers, and I picked Batman. I had heard of Batman. I didn't know who Super Mario was. And Batman ended up being the first game I ever played for anything. It was my first video game. And it was snowing. My dad and I played, and my dad's not a gamer, but he and I played Batman together just to make sure everything was working. And it's just something I remember, something I'll never forget. And it was one of our last kind of memories together where my mom and dad were still together. And it's just something that is your first video game memory, and it just sticks with you. And it's something that still gets me teary-eyed to this day because I think of that. Oftentimes, you know, of my childhood, there's four or five memories just automatically stand out, and that's one of them. I mean, usually it's the number one. You know, it's the time I got to play my first video game with my dad when my family was all together. And anyways, guys, not to get too emotional, but I wish you all a Merry Christmas. I wish you all a Happy New Year, and I wish you all the best of luck with your awesome show. Merry Christmas, guys. Bye.
Yo, dude!
What's up, bro?
You heard about this new live-action short film coming out called Heavenly Mushroom?
No. Is that like a Mario movie or something about power-up mushrooms?
No, it's about this girl that saves post-apocalyptic world.
The girl who saves what?
The post-apocalyptic world.
A post-apocalyptic world?
Yeah.
Wait. A girl who saves a post-apocalyptic world?
Yeah. You can check them out on headtalker.com and you can support it. Or you can even click the like button on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. You gotta check it out.
I want to see this movie now. Is it out?
No, not yet.
Okay. I can't wait.
A lot of people are touched by the NES.
That's right.
I tell you, Rob is always, Rob is a storyteller.
He is a storyteller.
Great storyteller.
Yeah, I do appreciate Rob's stories. He kind of told that story a little bit on the Batman episode, but he went a lot more in depth on this show.
Yeah.
This one. So that was cool. Thanks for the story, Rob. Thanks for the tears.
Yeah. Okay. What about a song? Have we got any more songs?
We have at least one more song, yeah.
All right.
Dude, this one is, I'm not sure what this one is.
Let's just find out
what we say.
All right.
Mm.
Jay hung up Christmas lights, wanting to make this a wonderful night. But when they turned on electricity, Jay's pants caught on fire, he ran to the streets. Dude Uppo was putting the star on the tree, and the empty parcel he did see. He could not contain his excitement, he farted, and that was the end of their friendship, they parted. Derek was cracking his nuts by the fire in order to fulfill his deepest desires. But then he dropped his nutcracker in, and that was the end of his dearest friend. The no-swear dude was writing up his Christmas wish, filling it up with all kinds of good gifts. But dude Tim spilled all his marshmallow fluff, and they ended up on all the wrong stuff. Dude Clayton was rallying around in the hay, dude Baz dove in to save the day. The outcast dude found a sheep figurine, and they ended up in a manger scene.
Oh yeah, I remember that one now.
Yeah, it's a good song.
That was one of my favorites.
All right.
All right. We've got two more calls. Want to take them?
Let's do some call. Yeah, let's not leave them hanging.
Let's go back to back.
All right.
Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Caller,
I think he's a little embarrassed.
These dang tunnels.
No, I think this one's just shy.
Oh, this is a shy caller.
This is a shy caller. Let's try one more time. Caller, it's okay. It's okay. You can talk.
Hey, my name's Jamie. My favorite Christmas memory of all time, I want to share with you. Back when I was like only 2 and a half, I barely remember, but my mama held me up, put me on top of a tree on how to star, and I remember shining for all of our company and everything. It was the most magical moment I've ever felt in my life. I just love my mom, and I love my dad, and I just want to share that with you. Thank you, darling. Timmy out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that, Timmy. You brought tears to my eyes. Timmy, that's so touching. Oh, Timmy.
Good old Timmy. All right.
Oh, man. All right, we've got one more.
Is this a shy caller, too?
It must be.
It's not Timmy again, is it? Call back. Another call.
Hey guys, this is Andy Layton from Cartridge Freaks, one of the other episodes. One of your good friends from Point Pleasant, West Virginia, of course. Just wanted to call with my favorite Christmas memory. For me, guys, I sat and thought about it. I could really pinpoint one in specific Christmas memory, you know, in regards to games and everything else. I just kind of remember, you know, the anticipation of, you know, getting a new game every year, getting games every year, or, you know, all the really good years, of course, getting a new system. So, you know, and luckily, you know, my parents kind of gave us our gifts on Christmas Eve always. So, you know, Christmas Eve was always spending the night, you know, up with our new game system, me and my brother, and staying up all night long and then being miserable on Christmas, of course. So, but yep, just wanted to call it my favorite. You know, I didn't have one in specific, just kind of a collection of those things. So, yep, see you guys later.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, that was a good call.
Andy, I think you might be listening live, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry you didn't follow Timmy. I should save Timmy for last.
Glad we didn't laugh at you like Timmy.
Yeah. That's it. That's all the calls. That's all the calls we have for tonight.
Well, all right. Knocked out those phone lines.
I guess that's pretty much going to wrap up the show.
Hey, wait, wait, wait.
Wait, what?
I wrote a poem for the show.
Oh, no.
This is... Yeah, this is just a dedication to you guys.
Hang on, hang on. Let me set the mood.
Oh, he wants to set the mood for the poem here.
Oh, okay.
He's grabbing.
Get bongo drums.
No, I think this is more like a guitar type thing. But okay. Bongos, we do have some bongos.
We need a third person.
All right, so I wrote this poem just for you guys.
Here we go.
It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, Justin was staring hard at the couch. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Michael would shampoo his hair. The children were nestled, all snuck in their bed, as Justin kissed their sweet little heads. And Zelda in her kerchief, and Mario in his cap, Michael combing his beard with a snap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, Justin sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Michael said, "Calm down, everything is okay," as they kissed the sweet night away.
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome.
That was sweet.
That was very sweet of you. Oh, boy. This has probably been the strangest episode we've ever tried to do.
You're welcome, Greg.
You're welcome.
I do want to say, though, I'm really, really quite impressed by the number of calls that we got.
I know.
We had that many people that wanted to call us.
Yeah, that was awesome. So,
that was sweet. That was definitely awesome. And I liked every single one of the calls.
Yeah.
They're all very, very good. There's nobody with, although maybe the Genesis one was a little off, but I think I remember him talking. I think I remember him saying, "I don't really have a Nintendo memory." On Facebook, I think I remember him saying, "I don't really have a Nintendo memory, but I can call it with a different memory." And I said, "Yeah, call it anyway." So,
yeah.
Because I kind of told him to go ahead and call it. So,
yeah. All right.
Well, Justin, do you want to tell people how they can find us?
Well, you can find us
and listen to another episode after this.
Yeah. You can find us on any social media outlet out there, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Instagram.
No. Still not Snapchat.
Google Plus. You can find us on our website, nesdudes.com, and 10dudes, and 2dudes, and an s.com.
That's it.
And how do you call us?
All these
phone calls.
That's a good question. I think it's 775-773-8761. You can continue to call us even on regular shows, you know. I'd love to have this many calls every show. I don't know if we could take them if we had this many calls every show.
Yeah.
But, I'd love to have people calling us this much and we just, you know, pick the best ones or something.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to call any show, and we'll try to play as many as we can on each show. But that number again is 775-773-8761. I hope to hear from Timmy again one day.
Timmy will maybe rear his ugly head.
I don't know he's ugly. He sounds adorable.
He does sound adorable, actually. Sounds like you could just pick him up and snuggle with him.
They say Timmy's the best snuggler around.
Yeah. Timmy the Snuggler.
All right. Well, that's right. It. We're going to play some outtakes here at the end and some a little something we like to write Christmas songs, and we wrote a bunch a long time ago, too, with our buddy John, who was on the Punch-Out podcast.
Yeah.
So there'll be in the outtakes, there'll be some additional Christmas songs, as well as a little something that Matthew and I sent to Justin in prep for the show.
Yeah. So,
awesome. You guys can enjoy the outtakes here in a little bit. But we'll catch y'all later.
All right. Awesome.
Hey, Justin, we tried to do a sleigh ride on guitar, and we just really couldn't figure it out. So Matthew and I decided we'd do a little a cappella background for you. You ready? This is what you can sing over. Okay. Hi guys, my name is Timmy and I just want to sing you guys a song tonight. My name is Timmy, I'm a P-I-M-P. My name is Timmy and I'm rocking with me. My mama loves me, she kisses me. For 350, my mama crazy, she puts me on a tree. Everyone loves a slice of Timmy, that's me. My name's Timmy and I'm coming on back. My name is Timmy, this be a fat track. If you know what's good, kiss me. Hi guys, my name's Timmy, I love you.